house productions are, how that things are in the world. Where do you find hope?
That's a great question.
I want to say something else about hope before I answer it, which is, if we have to survive, we need to discern the difference between real and false hopes. We must eliminate false hopes, which blind us to real possibilities and bind us to unlivable situations. You know, it was false hope that kept my mom in the relationship for all those years. And I'm sure I'm not the only person in this room who's ever been in a crappy relationship. And what's one of the things that keeps you there? Oh, yeah, it'll change. You know, it's the same on a larger scale. Does anybody really believe that warehouses are just going to stop destroying forests? You know, blah, blah, blah. I think to get the hope, one of the things we need to do is eliminate false hopes. I just wrote an article on this a couple days ago. I'm talking about all these false hopes we need to get rid of. I'm thinking, God, where does some hope come in here? And then I took a shower. I looked up at the ceiling. I got spiders all over my bathroom. I watched these spiders walking along these invisible threads, feeling their way forward at the same time they're holding on with their back legs. And I was thinking, this is hope. This is what hope is, to be above rushing water, to be above certain death, and yet to be walking forward on an invisible strand, you know, and knowing that they're going to support me. So where I get hope? I get hope from frogs in spring. And I get hope from myself. I survived, and I'm okay. And I have friends who've survived, and they're okay. And I get hope. Redwood trees can't stand alone. Instead, their root tips reach out to intertwine, to hold each other up. And that gives me hope. The natural world gives me hope. If it can survive all the shit we're dishing out. Oh, here's another thing that gives me hope. You know, our whole system is so systematically aimed toward coercion. But it's amazing, you know. So 25% of all women, 19%, you know, that means a good percentage of guys are rapists. Because it's not one guy who's really busy. But you know what? Even despite how deeply coercion infuses our bones, there's still a lot of guys who don't rape. And there are a lot of guys who don't beat women up. And there are a lot of women who don't beat kids up. There are a lot of people who are doing okay. And they're walking wounded. But that gives me real hope. Even after 12 years of school and 4 years of college and X amount of grad school, there's still people who think for themselves. That's pretty damn cool. The question I think is, what do we hope for? I asked this of a class earlier today. How many people in here think that our culture will undergo a voluntary transition to a sustainable way of living? I don't know if anybody raised their hands for yes, and most of the people raised their hand for no. Which means, what do we hope for? Well, what I hope is that the salmon can last until civilization collapses. And what I hope is that the bears can last. And what I'm going to do is do my best to make sure that the frogs are still alive when civilization collapses. So that's what I hope for. What gives me hope? The stars give me hope every night when I go out and lie down and listen to them. They still tell me it's going to be okay. And telling me that it's going to be okay doesn't mean that there's not going to be another rape next Wednesday night. But it means that things are going to be okay. Does that help?